Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey fam, happy Friday!
Hey, what's up, Yee? It's Friday!
What's going on,
Yeezy?
Not much. You know, it is the Friday, but we have one more, like a week and a half until Thanksgiving, and they're saying that the country looks like it's headed towards a lockdown, but we'll see what happens. But they are telling us we should make sure that we're safe for Thanksgiving. So I just want to tell everybody out there, you know, you might have to make some sacrifices this holiday season.
Yeah, this holiday season is not going to be a regular holiday season. I mean, I'm not having Thanksgiving or Christmas at the crib. Better safe than sorry. It's just going to be the immediate family, just my kids. My mom and pops is not even coming over. I just want them to be safe as possible. Charlamagne, you there?
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Now we hear you.
Oh, okay.
Word. And I want to shout out to Lorenz Tate and Lamar Tate and LaRon Tate, Tateman Entertainment. They were actually on Established with Angela Yee yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was my second episode, so that was pretty fun. So thank you, guys.
Okay. Now, today we got a big show for you. 2 Chainz will be joining us this morning. We're going to kick it with 2 Chainz.
Yes, right. project that's out today. Mm-hmm. So Help Me God is out right now. Great project, great album. But 2 Chainz is very consistent, man. 2 Chainz has been consistent since he was, you know, can I say that? Can I say T-Boy?
You can say you can't?
You can say that, right?
I think so.
Well, we're not sure.
Oh.
Since he
was Breast Boy, part of Player Circle.
Charlamagne, you done said that man's name so many times on this damn radio.
What, T.D.?
Yep.
2 Necklace?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah, really? With him. Yes, he's very consistent.
Yes. So we're going to have 2 Chainz on the show. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we are going to talk about coronavirus. And I also want to make sure we talk about something that recently happened that they're still investigating, but there's some suspicious circumstances around a Black teenager who was found dead in Louisiana.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in Thursday Night Football, the Colts beat the Titans 34-17. Now, what else we got, Easy?
Well, there's been more than 150,000 cases of coronavirus reported in the United States yesterday, and they have also surpassed a record COVID-19 hospitalizations for the third consecutive day. The state of California is now the second U.S. state to top 1 million COVID cases following Texas. And So those are your coronavirus updates, like I told you. Another thing that's happening in D.C. this weekend, there is a Million MAGA March.
Million MAGA March.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so disrespectful. I mean, it's disrespectful because, you know, it's a play on the Million Man March, which was a great moment for black men in this country. But, you know, I guess that's the point.
How many MAGA members you think going to be there?
Hey, shut up.
I don't know. But one reason I knew about this was because Airbnb, I guess they had rented out a place to somebody who is a self-proclaimed Proud Boy ahead of this Million MAGA March that's happening in D.C. And he had posted himself. Ronald Gaudier is his name. He said he was coming to D.C. October 13th through the 15th, and he had more room in his Airbnb if anybody else wanted to join him for the rally. Well, somebody posted that information on social media, and Airbnb after that canceled his reservation and said, "We really appreciate you bringing this to our attention. Anyone affiliated with hate groups has no place on Airbnb. We've identified the reservation, canceled it, and banned the user from our platform."
Are the Proud Boys illegally a hate group?
I'm not sure how that, even if they are, right? Are you still allowed to have a rally and a march?
Well, I mean,
like
it's a protest.
Ku Klux Klan?
Well,
they can protest.
It's a protest. They can do that. That's a very slippery slope when you start doing stuff like that, because it's a lot of black organizations like BLM. You know what I mean? Even the Nation of Islam, sometimes they like to say is a hate group. So, you know, they could discriminate on us in the same way. Because, I mean, they're allowed to assemble.
D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom said in the news that the police are monitoring these groups, and here's what he said.
We're not going to allow any violence, and we're not going to allow anybody to hurt anybody. And the other thing I got to tell you, you know, we see some folks that are communicating on social media suggesting that they're going to bring firearms into our city. You cannot open carry in the District of Columbia. The only way that you can carry a firearm in the District of Columbia outside of your home is if you have a D.C.-issued concealed carry permit. And even if you have a concealed carry permit, you will not be able to carry it in the areas where the demonstrations are going to occur.
See, all of y'all coming from the country, you coming from, you know, Georgia and the Carolinas and Florida and Alabama and all them areas where you can open carry. Can't do that in D.C. That's the city there.
I wonder what the penalty is. Is it a fine? Is it jail time for 3 years like New York, New Jersey? I wonder what the penalty is.
All right, and I do want to bring to our attention a missing teenager, Kawan Bobby Charles. And the family wants to know what happened in this rural Louisiana town of Baldwin. The family's attorney, Ronald Haley, said, "We believe that if he had been of a different color, this would be taken a lot more seriously. He was 15 years old, vanished from his house October 30th. And then days later, his body was found in a sugarcane field about 20 miles away. They're trying to figure out what happened. It's under investigation, but they said on the left side of his face, there's like a knot. On the right side, there's an incision. And then around his mouth area, the majority of his lips is gone, like he had been tortured."
Wow.
So the medical examiner's office said a full report can take up to 12 weeks, but they have already deemed that this is suspicious. And I've been doing some more research. I know The Root did an article where they spoke to the family, and they said if he had just disappeared, he would be known as a missing child. But he hadn't been given permission to leave his room. And so some people are saying that he is a runaway, but still nobody knows what happens. He had just gone to move in with his father, and the mother was trying to reach out to him, Roxanne, and she couldn't reach him. And she knew he wanted a haircut, so she kept calling. He wasn't answering. She convinced the dad to go into his room. The door was locked from the inside. By the time the father opened the door, he was gone.
Yeah, and they said he was last spotted with a white mother and her teenage son, and they questioned the teenage son, and the teenage son said, "Yeah, we gave him a ride, or he was with us on the day he was missing, or something like that."
The mom said that the mom that picked him up had said that she didn't know what happened, and the caller, the family got a random call, right? An anonymous woman who called with information that the mother who allegedly picked up Kawan may know more than she has divulged. The caller said that she randomly confronted her son about his unusual behavior, and he revealed that something had been eating him up.
Yeah, and they questioned, I don't know who questioned the son. Somebody questioned the son, and the son was like, "Yeah, he was with us."
They also said that he was high on mushrooms, and the son reported that the car curiously smelled like bleach.
Yep, I read all of that. It's crazy, man. I mean, the saddest part of that whole story is the pictures. Stop sharing the damn pictures. Like we don't have to share our trauma all the time. Oh, yeah, my God.
I haven't either.
Man, please don't look. You know, like, there's no need to be sharing those pictures. Like I get it. It's a terrible situation. It's a terrible case. Let's just tell each other the story. We understand the magnitude of it. We don't got to share that type of trauma. Lord have mercy.
All right. Well.
All right. But we did want to make sure we bring attention to that and make sure that this investigation is ongoing. This is terribly tragic. I couldn't even imagine.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hello, good morning. My name is James out of Queens.
What's up, James? Get it off your chest.
What up, James?
How you doing? I'm feeling good this morning because, you know what I'm saying, I'm healthier now. You know, I lost 60-plus pounds. Hey. I did it 50 days. You
that's
know, I
dope.
Did it by juice, and I'm an over-the-road trucker. Yeah.
The rest of us over here, thick, you over here losing weight. Good for you by juicing. What's your juice of choice?
Oh, I love beets, carrots, ginger, and lemon. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Okay.
And
that's dope.
And I also love kale, cucumber, apple, broccoli.
Nice little
sweet green.
Yeah,
nice. Congratulations, Kane. My home. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. You know, I called a couple of weeks ago and I shout out Envy for, you know, giving away free drinks. You know, the first 25, you get free drinks. And, you know, I was in town and I was able to partake in that. And I shout y'all out. But I wasn't able to share my YouTube channel. I shared my whole journey on my YouTube channel. Shout out to some of the guys that found me, but you know.
What's your YouTube channel? Hurry up. Get it in now. Yes, please.
All right, cool. James Views. JamesViews. James Views. Check me out.
All right, thank you, brother.
I'm here to inspire.
All right, bro.
How are you rushing that man off? My homeboy hit me yesterday and told me he lost weight. He was like, yeah, I lost 25 pounds, but he said he lost it because of COVID, not because of dieting or nothing like that.
Oh, because he had COVID.
He had COVID.
Yep. I didn't know that COVID caused you to lose weight, but he said you lost 25 pounds.
Hello, who's this?
Different things for different people, too.
Hey, guys, it's Sandra, the Haitian therapist again.
Hey, Sandra.
Sandra, I got a bone to pick with you, Charlamagne. I'm still waiting for that feature on the Black Effect Network for mental health. You never got that.
Yeah, we got some mental health podcast launching. We got my girl Debbie Dev, you know, with Dropping Gems, and we got Michelle Williams with Checking In. Did you email Dolly or hit us up? Did you reach out?
Well, yeah, I emailed you like 3 times, and I got no response.
What email did you send it to?
The one in your Instagram bio.
Oh, let me follow up. I'll follow up today. I promise I'll follow up.
Yeah, and I just want to thank you guys for doing such a great job this year for the Change for Change, for giving people money. I want to know if there's any way that I can give money since I've been blessed this year.
Well, you have to, and I'm going to say this again because I got a lot of DMs. It wasn't an email address we gave out. You have to go to the website, bcchangeforchange.com. That's BC for Breakfast Club. Change, the number 4, change.com. If you email us, DM us, that's not going to do anything for you guys. You have to go to bcchangeforchange.com, and then there'll be a link there for you to send in your story, how much money you need and for what. And then we'll be choosing those people next week.
Because I don't want to get money. I want to give money.
I don't know how that works.
People have been asking me that. Our coach, Thea Mitchum, she told me yesterday how it can happen. What is it?
All right, let's get it right.
Let's get it right first.
No. It got to go through.
I'm going to finance. Charlamagne listens to some Santi Gold, Shove It, so he doesn't think Brooklyn is all about guns.
Ooh, Santi Gold. You know that's one of my favorite artists of all time.
Yes.
And you're not.
Charlamagne to listen, so he doesn't think Brooklyn is all murders and gunshots.
It's not. It's juices too. In hip hop.
Shut up, man.
All right. Old Brooklyn might have been about all gunshots.
Brooklyn, we go different.
All right.
That's the problem.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on, Envious Mello? What's the vibes, bro?
Mello, what's up?
What's the vibes,
yo,
bro?
Yeah, what's up, E? How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I actually have a favor to ask Charlamagne real quick.
Yes, sir.
Do you mind if I do a donkey of the day for like 0.2 seconds?
Do you, brother, do your thing. This show
that
is y'all's. I keep telling y'all that. Go.
I feel you. Yo, man, I want to give donkey of the day to my coworker. He goes by the name of Lenar McKelvey. He always late to work, and I have not heard the yo's in a minute because I've been working hard. Can I please get them yo's for the one time?
That's just, by the way, that's just not true, though.
You wasn't, that's just simple. Did you do the yo's?
Well, that's because they couldn't hear me on the microphone for whatever reason. That's technical difficulties. Nice. And I'm not screaming. No grown man is going to make me scream on command, sir.
First off, we've had this conversation
before. Not in public.
You've definitely done it. And you was like, now, how does it feel to make a grown man scream? And I was uncomfortable.
Ask me again.
Ask me nice, though. Ask me nice. I'm a lady.
Talk to me nice.
Ask me nice, and I'll do it.
Can you please do the yo's for the America, please? We are trying to hear this.
Yo. Now give me my $40.
A grown man made you scream.
Again.
Wow. I want my $40.
Don't do that, man.
I mean, you're a grown man. You made him scream. Okay.
So what? What's wrong with that? Grown men need to make each other scream more often. Plus, it's Friday, and it's Freaky Friday. Oh, we got a good Freaky Friday topic for you, too. You need to be here at 8 a.m. Bro, you need to be here at 8 a.m. We got a great Freaky Friday topic for you, okay?
I will be back. Trust me.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of back.
Okay, Charlamagne, give him your OnlyFans.
Hey, yo. Oh, hell no.
Huh?
Hello, who's this?
Hey. So, many blessings to you guys. I respect what you guys do. You can call me Love. We'll be meeting again. Not to wear anything, but many blessings. I feel like it's a good day. You know, it's always a good day when you're alive, right? It's always a good day. I feel like with everything that's going on, I feel like us as people, I feel like we need to come together and really understand what's going on out here and really consider health being number one in our lives on a daily basis.
That's right. Mental health, spiritual health, emotional health, physical health, all of that.
Yes, sir. I'm big on spiritual health, right? Because especially with a lot that's going on where a lot of people are locked in their house, a lot of people don't really know about meditation or how to actually do it. So when you are locked into your house, on top of that, you're not even really working out. There's going to be a lot of mental health issues.
What's going on,
all
man?
This stuff. A lot of
not good.
Too much for certain people.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I learned to meditate at a great facility called Inception in Farmington, Michigan, because they got the brain training, and brain training, you know, helped me to even feel what real meditation is, like really shutting your brain off and like going dark. So I actually got better at meditation because of that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, man.
Shout out to everybody who got the PlayStation 5. I wasn't able to get it yesterday.
I got the Xbox. They sent me the new Xbox. I saw everybody competing for either the PlayStation 5 or the new Xbox.
Mm-hmm. I was online every 3 hours trying to get it at Walmart, but it did not happen.
Trying to get it. My son actually got it, but when he didn't type in the right address or something like that, and when the credit card, it bounced back, and then he lost it. He was pretty upset about it last night.
So he didn't get it?
No, he didn't. He had it in his car and he lost it.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Yep.
Daddy get it for him.
I don't know
it's
about that.
It's hard to get, though. You might got to pay $1,000 for it.
Nah, he'd be all right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051.
Does he know that does he know Block Boy JB thinks the PlayStation is sus? Like his daddy and Leonard? Huh?
I don't know if he knows that. I don't know if he knows that.
You might want to tell him. You should let him hear what Blockboy JB had to say about it and then ask him, do you sure you want this?
Sure you want one? All right, get it off your chest. We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and let's talk about this movie. And when I interviewed Method Man last week, I was telling him this movie always makes me cry no matter how many times I watch it. And now they have announced that it's going to be a TV series. I'm so excited.
My Girl, starring Macaulay Culkin, right?
Nope.
We'll get into it next.
I cry every time he gets killed by the beast.
My goodness. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors.
It's Friday the 13th, by the way.
What is Friday the 13th?
Stuff like that? Do y'all care about, do y'all believe in bad luck and all of that?
This whole year's been bad
luck. 13 is my lucky number.
All right, we'll go to the bathroom, baby. Go. All right, well, let's get to the rumors.
What?
Damn, what?
I'm home.
Why don't you talk to Angela Yee like that? Boy, you are crazy.
No, my daughter just walked in the room.
You wild, bro. You wild.
My daughter just walked in the room. I broadcast from home today, bro. And she said, Dad, I have to go to the bathroom. So I said, go.
Well, you need to learn how to where to put commas and semicolons, bro. In
she just came in the room.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.